News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Owen Murphy, the housing minister, was branded middle class during the week because of, and there was calls for his resignation. He was also called a posh boy. So when did middle class or being middle class become an insult? And is there really a class divide in Irish society? Well, joining us to discuss this is historical entertainer and musician Paddy Cullivan. Paddy, is there a middle class in Irish society in your view?
Unfortunately, there is, Shane.
Why do you say unfortunately?
Well, we're all six generations from the penal laws where the Protestant ascendancy wouldn't even sell us life insurance. So, you know, which is actually one way of separating people from their money. So, you know, we were all kind of in the same bag until Catholic emancipation. And then along comes, you know, the kind of the burgeoning and then the famine. So you lose 2 million people in the country and this sense of jobs being filled and a new burgeoning middle class coming along, lawyers and doctors and all of this. It's really only 150 years old.
Yeah,
actually having a class system here.
That's true. We all had nothing, and we were starving back then. That's not something you necessarily would aspire to either, though, is it?
Well, no, it's not. But you see, if you want to be middle class to be an aspiration, that's fine. But the class in Ireland don't so much break down into the usual pattern. It's more people of property and people without property. You know what I mean? And this is why we have this kind of issue with housing and all of this kind of stuff, because, you know, I find this completely irrelevant. I mean, Wolf Tone and James Connolly and everybody tried to get rid of this class system. I mean, Lord Edward Fitzgerald was the richest man in Ireland, and he went and fought for the United Irishmen. He was their leader. Yeah. He built a two up, two down behind Carton House because he said the place is too big for me. But, you know, these things are important, that when the comfortable rise on behalf of the uncomfortable, then they're unstoppable. The problem here with our system is, classes, they use things like this to fight each other. So rather than talking about Owen Murphy being middle class, which is unimportant, or posh, which is completely unimportant, we have to talk about the inertia in our government in general. You know, when you've headlines and papers with that, you know, Health Minister Simon Harris launched a strategy to start work on a plan to reform the health service. When you hear phrases like action plan, uh-huh. Which is it, a plan or is it action? When you hear phrases like there's a job of work to be done, but which is it, job or work? They sound like the same thing to me.
Okay.
That's what we need to criticise.
You mentioned, though, that society can be divided into people, those who have property and those who haven't. That, to me, sort of harks back to the old communist thing about all property being theft. Like, they abolished property ownership in the Soviet Union. They didn't abolish class. There was still class divisions in the Soviet Union over 50 years. That is unquestioned.
Of course there was. But I mean, the aspiration is for, you know, a good communist would tell you, I want everyone to have a house.
Everyone did have a house, but there was still class division. There was still a pecking order. I suppose my question is, isn't that human nature? Isn't it impossible to avoid people aspiring to get up the greasy pole? It mightn't be pretty, it mightn't be particularly pleasant. It's human nature.
It's human nature, but then the terrible thing about it is the protectionism that comes with that. So there is an element of Irish society, perhaps a property-owning Irish society, that are secretly happy about this housing situation because it keeps the price of their house artificially high and it keeps the rents massive. Okay, so there's a kind of protectionist class in Ireland who want to keep things exactly as they are for them, and then everybody else can suffer, you know, and that's an unfortunate thing here. It's nothing to do with aspiration. It's more to do with hoarding and, you know, I'm all right, Jack. I mean, we saw the class thing in reverse with the Margaret Cash thing, where all these people crawled out from under rocks and showed this in terrible prejudice against this woman and her children, you know, and it just, you know, it goes both ways. I think it's unhelpful in both ways to talk about Owen Murphy being middle class or posh, as much as it's unhelpful to the kind of insults that were hurled at Margaret Cash. What we need to do in this country is unify. I mean, you know, Mick Riordan would have told you we have to have a united front. That's the only time things work. Water charges, conscription, all these things were defeated by large mass movements where people forgot about their class. I mean, Kathleen Clark didn't like Maud Gonne and Countess Markovitz because she thought they were posh, but at least they were all in Sinn Féin and tried to get stuff done.